Let's look at Luke chapter 24.
Andoți că îți era am Luca tuk fa evetam ropul.
Verse 1 to 6.
Tenentin foluan ca cham fa yen. Artam sapata te nitsa trayanizi arakan lalan. Fanun maraina ku tam ni andro voalohany amin'ny herinandro dia nakany amin'ny fasana izy nitondra ny zavatra izay efa namboariny ary hitany fa indro ny vato efa voakodia niala tamin'ny fasana dia niditra izy nefa tsy nahita ny fatin'i Jesosy tompo ary raha mbola very hevitra tamin'izany izy ireo nisy ro lahy niseho taminy nitafy fitafiana manelatrelatra ary noho ny natahotra izy ka ny ankohoka dia hoy izy ro lahy taminy nahoana no atao amin'ny maty no hitadiavanareo ny velona tsy ato izy fa efa nitsangana tsarovy ny teny izay nataony taminareo fony izy mbola tany galilia
This is a declaration that Jesus is not in the tomb
ity dia fanambarana hoe jesosy dia tsy ao anatin'ny fasana
And it's possible that people look in the wrong place.
Ary medy tombona mintsy hoe any amin'ny toerana diso no hitadiavan'ny olona.
Some of us go looking for something in life.
Misy ny sasany amintsika mitady zavatra eo amin'ny fiainana.
And we could be looking in the wrong place.
Dia mety hoe any amin'ny toerana diso no andehanantsika mitady azy.
And Mary thought Jesus was dead.
Ary Maria dia nieritreritra hoe maty Jesosy.
And she went looking in the grave.
Dia nandeha izy nandeha nijery azy tany amin'ny fasana.
And he wasn't there.
Dia tsy tao nefa izy.
Two angels appeared.
Dia nisy anjely anankiroa niseho.
And they said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?"
Dia hozy izy hoe fa maninona no aty amin'ny maty no hitadiavanareo ny velona?
He's not here, he is risen.
Tsy ato izy fa efa nitsangana.
What incredible words.
Tena teny mahatalanjona be mihitsy izany.
This isn't natural.
Tsy hoe natoral izany.
You put someone in the tomb, they stay there.
Raha mametraka olona ho apasany ianao dia mijanona ao foana izy.
But Jesus didn't stay there.
Fa Jesosy nefa tsy nijanona tao.
Because by the power of God he was raised from the dead.
Satria tamin'ny alalan'ny herin'Andriamanitra dia nitsangana tamin'ny maty izy.
And he is not dead.
Ary tsy maty izy.
He is alive forevermore.
Velona mandrakizay mandrakizay izy.
And sometimes in our minds we're thinking about Jesus.
Dia indraindraintsika ny anatin'ny saintsika ihany mieritreritra ny amin'i Jesosy.
But we don't know quite how to contextualize him, how to imagine things.
Dia tsy tena fantatrantsika tsara hoe ahoana ny fomba hieritreretantsika anazy sy hamariparitantsika azy.
But there's one thing I see immediately from this account.
Fa misy zavatra anankiray nefa tonga dia hitako eo no eo amin'ireto teny ireto.
Death is not the end.
Tsy hoe ny fahafatesana akory ny farany.
Death isn't the end of you or me.
Tsy ny fahafatesana ny farako sy faranao.
And death wasn't the end of Jesus.
Ary tsy ny fahafatesana ihany koa ny faran'i Jesosy.
And what's wonderful is when you study a bit further in God's word.
Ary ny zavatra mahafinaritra hoe raha mianatra lavidavitra kokoa ny ao amin'ny tenin'Andriamanitra ianao a.
You actually find it's the opposite. Jesus is the end of death.
Hitantsika ka hoe nifanohitra amin'izay hoe Jesosy ny farany fahafatesana.
So many times the devil wants to tell you death is the end.
Dia beda imbeda be mihitsy ny devoly te hiteny aminao hoe ny fahafatesana ny farany.
And they tried to do away with Jesus.
Dia miezaka izy hoe anao izay hialaniny amin'izay ny amin'i Jesosy.
The people who hated him.
Ny olona izay nankahala azy.
And they said we'll kill this guy.
Hozy izy hoe hovonointsika ity lehilahy ity.
And they did.
Dia tena nataony tokoa.
But death wasn't the end of him, he was the end of death.
Kanefa tsy ny fahafatesana ny farany fa izy mihitsy ny farany fahafatesana.
And from then on,
dia nanomboka teo a,
from the time he rose from the dead,
na tamin'ilay fotoana nitsanganany tamin'ny maty,
he has reigned and he is over all things.
Izy a nanjaka ary izy dia ambony ny zavatra rehetra.
And Hebrews tells us he's just waiting for all of his enemies to be put at his feet.
Ary ny Hebreo dia miteny amintsika hoe izy a dia miandry a ny mandra-pahatongany ametrahana amin'ny fahavalon'ny rehetrarehetra ao ambany tongony.
And so what we see happening is Jesus is alive again and he will live forever.
Ary ny zavatra hitantsika nitranga izany dia nitsangana velona indray Jesosy ary hiaina mandrakizay mandrakizay.
And so he now reigns in power and glory.
Ary amin'izao fotoana izao izy dia manjaka mikery sy amboninahitra.
And he is bringing all things under him.
Ary dia mitondra ny zavatra rehetra izy ho ao ambaniny.
And death is the final enemy.
Ary ny fahafatesana ny fahavalo farany.
And in the end, when we go to be with Jesus,
ary amin'ny farany rehefa andehantsika ho hiaraka amin'i Jesosy,
we will see that death was defeated at the resurrection.
Dia ho hitantsika hoe tena resy teo amin'ny fitsanganana tamin'ny maty ilay fahafatesany.
Where Jesus paid the wages of sin in his death.
Hoe Jesosy nandohany sarany fahotana tamin'ilay fahafatesany.
And having settled that debt, there's no more debt.
Terefa voalozay trosa izay dia tsisy trosa intsony.
So death has no more power.
Ka tsy manakery intsony izany ny fahafatesana.
Because death was the wages of sin.
Satria ny fahafatesana no tambony iota, na hoe karaman'ny iota.
And the wages of that death debt was paid.
Ary izay trosa ny fahafatesana izay dia efa voalo.
And Jesus was raised to life again.
Dia natsangana ho amin'ny fiainana indray Jesosy.
And so we no longer live under that curse.
Ka isika izany tsy miaina tsonitsony ao ambany izay ozony izay.
If we are in Christ Jesus.
Raha ohatra tsika ka ao amin'i Kristy Jesosy.
If you are in Christ Jesus, death holds no sway over you.
Raha ohatra
no authority over you.
Ao amin'i Kristy Jesosy dia tsy manana fahefana aminao intsony ny fahafatesana.
At the time of Jesus' crucifixion.
Tamin'ilay fotoana namatsiana an'i Jesosy tamin'ny azo fijaliana.
Some graves burst open and other people came out of their graves. Dead people.
Nisy fasana sasana tonga dia nisokatra ary nisy olona tonga dia nitsangana tamin'ny maty.
It's like heaven couldn't wait to demonstrate this awesome thing that's coming.
Ohatrany hoe tsy andry ny lanitra intsony ny any ahoana an'ilay zavatra mahafinaritra be izay hitranga.
Resurrection power is in the kingdom of God.
Ny heri ny fitsanganana maty dia ao amin'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
And Jesus was raised as the first. The first fruits of where all of us who are in him will go.
Ary Jesus Kristy dia natsangana hoe izy ny voalohambokatra sandatritsika rehetra rehetra izay mbola ho ao.
Maybe you don't realize that so clearly in your mind.
Angamba mety hoe tsy tsapanao tena mazava tsara ho an-tsainao izany.
The end of your life is not you get old or sick or you get hit by a bus and you die.
Ny fefaran'ny fiainanao tsy ilay hoe mety hoe melehibe ianao dia miantitra dia marary dia na hoe voadona ny bus ianao dia maty dia maty dia izay.
That's not the end of your life.
Tsy izay ny faran'ny fiainanao.
In Christ we have eternal life.
Ao amin'i Kristy tsika manana fiainana mandrakizay.
And so when our body gets put in the ground.
Ka rehefa hoe apetraka ao ambanin'ny tany ao ny vatantsika.
Or in a little room if you're Malagasy.
Na ao anatin'ilay trano kely raha ohatra ka Malagasy ianao, ao anatin'ilay fasana.
Wherever they put your body, that's not where you are.
Naiza naiza metrahany vatanao tsy hoe ao akory no hisy ianao.
You are alive in Christ forevermore.
Velona ianao ao amin'i Kristy mandrakizay mandrakizay.
And then one day.
Dia indray andro any a.
When the time is right.
Rehefa tonga ilay fotoana.
Jesus is coming back.
Iverina Jesosy.
And he's going to give life to all of the dead bodies.
Dia anome fiainana an'ireo vatana mangatsiaka rehetra rehetra izay efa maty izy.
And they will be changed.
Dia izy ireo dia ho fine
into something glorious.
Wam zavatra be voninahitra.
Something more than anything you've seen here so far on earth.
Zavatra mbola mihoatra lavitra noho izay zavatra efa hitanao teto amin'ity fiainana ity hatreto.
We're not going to become ghosts and spirits.
Tsika kurtsy ho lasa hoe matoto sy fanahy hafahafa.
Jesus is redeeming all of us, the whole of us.
Jesosy manavitra antsika iray manontolo.
He's taking you body, soul, mind, spirit, all of you. He's taking possession of you.
Tena hoe raisin iray manontolo mihitsy ny vatanao any, tenanao any, fanahinao any, ianao iray manontolo e.
And so resurrection is going to achieve the consummation of God's glorious plan.
Dia ny fitsanganana maty izany no tena aneo any faratampony izay hoe vonahitry ny planin'Andriamanitra izay.
And in 1 Corinthians 15,
dia any amin'ny Korintianina voalohany toko fahadimy ambin'ny folo,
Paul explains that we can't even really imagine what it's going to be like.
Dia manazava Paul hoe tsy takatra ny saintsika mihitsy hoe ohatra ninona no ho paozintsika.
He says the body that you'll have won't be the body you had, but it will be from the resurrected from the body you had.
Deus is when ni vatana na hoe tena izay ho ananao amin'io a, dia tsy tovy amin'ilay vatanao na ilay tenanao teo aloha kanefa nalaina avy amin'ilay ianao teo aloha iny.
And Jesus is going to make a new heaven and a new earth.
Dia Jesus anamboatra tany vaovao sy lanitra vaovao.
And it won't be this one, but it will be from the ashes of this one.
That's where iti anakreti iti tanti zan leis kaneva mbula wotane avam la fin ti tanti.
But it will be purged and purified of all of the sin and the sickness and the death.
Kaneva leisa de noa nutiuvna noa masina nialamni fautan zofienan zausun fa fatesan.
So I'm expecting a better body.
And
after Jesus was raised from the dead,
he
showed little glimpses and hints of these supernatural things.
And
he's the first fruit. So whatever I see there, I think, I have a share in that in my future. Let's look at John 20. To have a look at one of the accounts of Jesus appearing after the resurrection.
In
John 20 and verse 19, let's read verse 19 to
23. Ary rehefa arivan'ilay andro voalohany amin'ny herinandro, raha voarindrina ny varavarana izay niangonan'ny mpianatra noho ny fahatahoran'ny Jiosy, dia tonga Jesosy ka nitsangana teo afovoany, dia nanao hoe fiadanana ho anareo. Ary rehefa nilaza izany izy, dia nasehony azy ny tanany sy ny lany vony, dia faly ny mpianatra raha nahita ny tompo. Ary hoy Jesosy taminy, fiadanana ho anareo, tahaka ny nanirahan'ny ra ihany no anirahako anareo kosa. Ary rehefa nilaza izany izy, dia nanisy fofinaina ka hoy izy taminy, raiso ny fanahy masina, na elikiza no avelanareo, dia ho voavely izany. Ary na aniza kosa no tsy avelanareo, dia tsy ho voavely izany.
This is so fascinating.
Tena mahaliana be mihitsy ity.
Because Jesus comes to these disciples.
Satria tonga teo amin'ny tamin'ireto mpianatra ireto Jesosy.
And they're in a locked room.
Dia zareo anefa ao anaty trano mihidy.
They're afraid of the Jews.
Natahotra ny Jiosy ireo olon'ireo.
The Jews have just crucified Jesus.
Satria ny Jiosy izany vao avy namatsika an'i Jesosy teo amin'ny hazo fijaliana.
They still think Jesus may actually be dead. They're not really sure.
There are
rumors going around that some of the ladies saw him. Maybe a couple of the disciples had a conversation with him. But some of them still don't believe at all.
Because
if you read on, you read about Thomas.
And he says,
I'm not sure about this. But Jesus comes and he appears in this locked room. And he stands among them, he stands with them. Can you imagine their surprise? And then he says, peace be with you. And he shows them his hands and his side. What's the point of that being in the Bible? What's God trying to tell you?
Inarin tebuka tina tungavana nametrana andriamanitra izay atao anaty Baiboly.
Jesus' resurrection was bodily and real.
When fitsanganan'i Jesosy tamin'ny maty dia ara-batana ihany koa ary tena marina tena izy.
He's not a ghost appearing to them.
Tsoe matotoa akory no nitranga tamin'ny zareo.
They're not seeing a spirit manifestation.
Tsoe mahita trano izy zavatra mitranga ara-panaza zareo.
No, they're seeing the risen Jesus alive in the body.
Fa nahita an'i Jesosy izay nitsangana tamin'ny maty izy hoe velona.
They're seeing the wounds where he was crucified. They can touch, they can see.
Itan'sarole olatra le namatsiana anazy azo mikasiana izy dia afaka hitany.
So this risen Savior in a body just appears in a room.
De le pamonjy izay vao nitsangana tamin'ny maty izany a miaraka amin'ny vatany nitranga nipotra teo amin'ny letrano.
There's something amazing about being resurrected from the dead. I look forward to it.
Tena misy zavatra tena mahaliana mahatalanjona be mihitsy ny le hoe fitsanganana amin'ny maty a tena efa mendrandra sady tsy androko izany.
Looks to me like maybe he can just move from one place to another without actually having to walk.
Ohatrany hoe fijeriko an'ilay izy raha arako izao dia ohatrany hoe afaka mifindrafindra toerana izy izany nefa tsy mila mandeha.
He just appeared in the room.
Tonga dia mipoitra fotsiny ao anaty trano.
And when he leaves without going out the door.
Dia rehefa mivoaka izy a dia tonga dia lasa fotsiny tsy voatery hoe mandeha mivoaka amin'ny varavarana.
No more waiting for the bus.
Tsy mila miandry bus intsony.
You just go.
Tonga dia lasa ianao.
It's amazing.
Tena mahaliana izany.
But now more seriously, I want you to see what Jesus says to the disciples.
Fa andona tsika ho matotra tsara dia tiako hitanareo ny zavatra nitenenin'i Jesosy tamin'ilay mpianatra.
He gives them peace.
Nomeny fiadanana ry zareo.
Peace be with you.
Ozy izy hoe fiadanana ho anareo.
And then when he shows them that it's him,
dia avy eo rehefa nasehoany tamin'ry zareo hoe izy io a,
he says again, peace be with you.
Dia mbola niteny indray izy hoe fiadanana ho anareo.
And then he says, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
Dia avy eo ozy izy hoe tahaka ny nanirahany ray ahako no anirahako anareo.
So he gives them peace.
Then men fiadanana ry zareo a.
And he gives them purpose.
Then men tanjona kor
zareo. A commissioning.
Na men hiraka izy.
He says, as the Father sent me, so I'm sending you.
Ozy izy hoe tahaka ny nanirahany ray ahako no anirahako anareo.
And if you were standing there,
dia raha mijoro eo ianao,
and you're sitting here, and I'm telling you today, God is coming to say to you, I give you peace and I give you a commission.
Dia raha mipetraka eto koa ianao, dia tonga ahako miteny aminao amin'izao fotoana izao hoe nomena omen'Andriamanitra fiadanana koa ianao ary maniraka anao koa Andriamanitra.
This is the point of resurrection life.
Izay ny tanjon'ilay fiainana natsangana tamin'ny maty.
That we continue to do what Jesus did.
Hoe mitohy tsika manao an'izay zavatra efa nataon'i Jesosy.
But not like we were. But God has added to us what we need. He gives us peace.
Fa ampin'Andriamanitra ho antsika ny zavatra ilaintsika dia omeny fiadanana tsika.
You might say that's not enough.
Dia mety hiteny anao tsy ampy izany.
And so did Jesus.
He said the same thing. Jesus koa ny zavatra mitovy amin'izay koa no niteneniny.
Because then he turned to them.
Dia avy eo nitodika tany amin'ny zareo izy.
And he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Dia nanisy fofonaina tamin'ny zareo izy dia hoe raiso ny fanahy masina.
He gives them the promise of power.
Nameny azy ilay fampanantenana ny amin'ny hery.
We know the real Pentecost happened later.
Dia fantatrintsika tsara hoe ilay tena Pentecosta dia nitranga tao arinarina kely tao.
But this is Jesus' declaration that you can't live this resurrected life without the power of the Holy Spirit.
If I did e fanambarana Jesus Kristy hoe tsy afaka ny aina an'ilay fiainana nitsangana maty ianao raha tsy miaraka amin'ny herin'ny fanahy masina.
Now you see, these disciples were afraid.
Hitanareo fa natahotra reto mpianatra reto.
They were hiding.
Niafina ry zareo.
Some of them were heartbroken and disappointed.
Ny sasany tamin'izareo torotoro fo sady ohatrany hoe diso fanantenana.
In a locked room. And some of us have been in that place in our lives.
Then sasany amintsika eo amin'izay toerana izay a eo amin'ny fiainatsika.
We just things aren't going how we thought.
Ny zava-misy tsy mandeha araka ny eritreretintsika.
We hoped for something.
Ny zavatra nandrandraina
nantenay. We're not sure about the future.
Tsy azo antoka ny amin'ny ho avy.
And we want to hide away from the world.
Dia te hiafina an'izao tontolo izao tsika.
And the resurrected Jesus will come right to where you are.
Ary ilay Jesosy izay nitsangana tamin'ny maty dia ho tonga eo amin'izay toerana misy anao na aiza na aiza.
And he'll find you.
Ary hahitanao izy.
And he will show himself to you.
Ary aneho ny tenany aminao izy.
And then he'll give you peace. And then he'll give you a job, a commission. He'll say, don't worry about all those things. We're on a mission together, you and me. I've got a purpose for you. Do what I've been doing. Go and tell people about the kingdom of God. The good news of the gospel. And I'll give you power to do it. I'll give you the Holy Spirit. And even if you struggle like Thomas did, you'll notice a week later he appears again. And he does exactly the same things. He gives peace, promise of the Spirit, and shows himself to Thomas to overcome Thomas's doubting. So the first thing I want you to hear today about this resurrection, well, I've already told you the first thing. The first thing I want you to hear is that Jesus is the end of death. The second thing is, Jesus comes as the risen Savior and he finds us wherever we're hiding.
Not
as a ghost, as Jesus, as a person. He comes to you and he says, peace. And he has a purpose for you. And he has power for you. And that's the commission we should all live under. And then what happened after that is Jesus was around for a while, and then we see that he ascends into heaven. In the beginning of Acts, which are actually an account of the second half of the story, Luke wrote the gospel according to Luke. And then he wrote the book of Acts, which are often described as the Acts of the Apostles, but they're also the Acts of Jesus. It's like Luke tells us about Jesus when he was on earth. But the story continues. Acts tells us the second part when Jesus goes up to heaven. And rather than saying, oh, he's left us, because that's how some of you feel, I don't see him, where's he gone? He's not walking with me like he walked with the disciples. It's so hard for me. It's not true at all. Jesus didn't leave and withdraw to be away. No, he returned to the Father as he said he was going to do. So that he could send the Holy Spirit. So that he could be with every one of us all the time by his Spirit.
And
it doesn't stop there. But in the book of Acts, the angel appears again and says, "Why are you looking up in the sky?"
The
angel says, "He's coming back the same way he left." But don't keep staring up there looking at the sky. See, there's no point looking like, ah, where's Jesus? He's gone, I can't find him. No, he gave us instructions. He said, walk in peace, abiding peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Do the work I've called you to do in the power of the Holy Spirit that I will give to you. And so my second half of my sermon now is, what is Jesus doing
now?
You see, he didn't actually abandon us. He said, I'll never leave you. I won't leave you as orphans. So right now, Jesus is still very actively involved in his mission. And he said it would be better, it would be good for us that he goes. And after he went to the Father, he poured out the Spirit. That's Pentecost. So what's Jesus doing? He's giving us his Spirit. And you... He equates himself to the Holy Spirit. He says, I'll give you my Spirit, I will be with you. That's how I can say I got Jesus in my heart and I also know Jesus is sitting in heaven. So what's Jesus doing today in this year? He's giving us his Spirit. If you've never experienced the power of the Holy Spirit, you just ask God. And God can fill you with his Spirit. That's one of the benefits of the resurrection. Jesus is pouring out his Spirit on us. Secondly, he's building his church. When he said in Matthew to Peter, he said, on this rock I will build my church. He had barely even begun. But in Acts we see he gets busy building the church. So what's Jesus doing?
Right now,
he's building his church all over the world. Islam's not going to win. Islam is not going to win. Donald Trump's not going to win.
Donald Trump,
North Korea's not going to win. All those things are temporary. Jesus is building his church. It's eternal. In the end, that's where we are. Thirdly, he is an advocate before the Father. In 1 John, John says if we sin, we have an advocate before the Father who represents us. So when we sin, Jesus says, but I paid for those sins with my blood. Fourthly, he's interceding for us. In Romans 8, we are told that Jesus is praying for us. Because he is raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and he is interceding for us. So the resurrection doesn't mean Jesus forgot about you. It means he's alive and he never stops thinking about you. Why do I love the fact that Jesus is standing before the Father praying for me? It's based on the intercession of Jesus that I know I will persevere.
The way me young nam le father kasi aton tesosia no afantara kwe aarta chamfarania.
He made promises that none of us would be lost. And he remains the shepherd of our souls. So when I know I have Jesus advocating for me, I have Jesus praying for me, I have confidence that I will survive, I will finish strong. My sense of assurance is not based on me, it's based on Jesus. In my own strength, I would fail tomorrow. But remember when Jesus was with Peter? And he said, Satan's requested to sift you. And he said, but don't worry, Peter, I've prayed for you and your faith isn't going to fail. Now, as real as Jesus was standing next to Peter, the benefit of Jesus' resurrection and ascension is he can do that for you and me. If he was still in the flesh on earth in his body, I'd be a bit more worried. Maybe while he was standing talking to Peter, the devil would be beating me up. The point now is Jesus prays for us with this infinite capacity. He's no longer limited in a body to time and space. So that means when God gives you attention, when Jesus prays for you, in a way, it's as if you're the only person in the world to him. Because his attention isn't divided and there's no queue waiting.
Tsy misy hoe fifantohana zarazara, tsy misy hoe filaharana be eo.
He has infinite capacity for us in heaven.
Manana hier tena hoe tsy takatry ny saina ho antsika mihitsy izy any an-danitra.
In John 14,
any amin'ny Jona faefatra ambin'ny folo,
he was talking to the disciples about his ascension and going back to the Father.
Dia miresaka tamin'ny mpianany izy mikasika an'ilay fiakarany any an-danitra hoe hiverina any amin'ny
ray. And he said, in my Father's house there are many rooms.
Dia miteny izy hoe ao an-tranon'ny raiko misy fitoerana maro.
And then he says, I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
Want to
know what Jesus doing? Don't feel he's abandoned you, he's just gone ahead of you. To prepare a place for you. He's making provision for us. And not just us. But the Bible tells us he's making everything new. So this whole world he's redeeming it. And he's reigning. And he will continue to reign until all his enemies are beneath his feet. So if you want to know what he's doing, he's very actively working, praying for us, preparing a place for us, defending us, pouring out his Spirit on us, working to make everything new. And then in the end, he's coming back. He promised he would come back. When he comes back, he's coming to judge the world. And this is where it gets serious. Because when he comes back, he's coming to make war on the nations that are against him. He's coming to make war on those who never bowed their knee to him. He reigns now as the one who's overcome death. But it's in his grace that he's been withholding his judgment. When he comes back, he will utterly defeat his enemies. So the question you have to ask yourself today is, where do I want to be standing? Do I want to receive Jesus today as the one who comes and says, peace? Or if you don't know Jesus, or if you haven't believed in him, you will be the one with whom he comes to make war. For us as believers, this is very good news. Because Jesus coming judgment, the future judgment, will bring justice, which is an incredibly important healing of all of the hurt and injustice in the world. Today I wanted you to just get a glimpse of this resurrected Jesus. He's not somewhere at a distance just doing nothing. No, he's the one that comes and reveals himself. Gives you peace, purpose and power. And then he calls us into his mission. He strengthens us in it. He advocates, he prays for us. He prepares a place for us when we finish the race. And he reigns now and forevermore. And he's coming back. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are alive. And we want to celebrate that today. We want to humble ourselves. And we want to thank you for the work of the cross. And thank you that you are alive from the dead. And that we can join with you and have the eternal life that you won for us. I pray for each person here that you would come and make us alive. And give us peace. And give us a purpose in you. And give us your precious Holy Spirit. And we look forward to the day of your coming. We look forward to that day when we will see you face to face. And we will worship you then. And we worship you now. Amen.
Amen.